if somebody has an anaphylactic reaction or really looks like they're allergic, let's use shellfish as the example. There are things called EpiPens that provide epinephrine for a real anaphylactic reaction, which you can get as a prescription. They've been in the news recently since they cost so much money. When do you give somebody a prescription for an EpiPen?
So anyone in my mind that's got the anaphylactic type of food allergy should have an EpiPen. Thankfully, life-ending, so basically fatal food reactions are super rare. Right now, we estimate that perhaps there may be a couple hundred of these per year, and that's over about 15 million people who have food allergies. So again, very, very rare. But unfortunately, the testing that I described earlier and that you're going through right now, Dr. Falk, it can tell us a little bit about sort of the probability of a reaction, but we don't really have any good tests that can tell us severity. So we can't really predict who these people are. And that is actually one of the inherent problems with food allergies. We have all these folks out there who are worried that that next ingestion could lead to something terrible.
Right.
But within those few people that do have the life-ending or the fatal food reactions, one of the themes that comes out over and over again is not using their epinephrine soon enough. And so epinephrine really should be the first medicine that people are thinking about in an allergic reaction. I think for most people, again, Benadryl or an antihistamine like that is usually what they think of. But what we know with the Benadryl is that very often it's slow, so it can take anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes to work, and allergic reactions can really progress quickly. I described to you before, it can take maybe even 5 to 10 minutes to even start to happen. And you can imagine if you've taken your Benadryl and you're at the restaurant and waiting, it can really lead to a lot worse stuff. So really having that epinephrine, but then having it in your pocket is not good enough. If you are having symptoms that are rapidly progressing, so you know over a 10-minute period, you go from a couple hives on your face to covering your head to toe, and then you're vomiting, or you're having anything at all that is affecting your breathing or is other way life-threatening. So you've got that swelling in your throat, or you're having difficulty talking or swallowing, or you're having just that tightness in your chest. For the majority of patients out there, you're not going to be wrong to use epinephrine. Some cases may be a little bit of overkill, but that's going to be better to keep you safe than to go the other way and start too small and then potentially get yourself in big trouble.
And it's probably wise, if you're having one of these allergic reactions, a real anaphylactic reaction, not to run to the restroom. For, in fact, you can run to the restroom and run out of the reach of other people who can help you.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, yes. So being around folks, and then usually if you're thinking about epinephrine, we're saying that this is severe enough, and so someone should be calling 911 to make sure that you're getting immediate help.
Right. Because that's where the problems have been with people who want to cover up that they've are having an anaphylactic reaction, and that's not the right thing to do. They
right.
need to be publicly calling for help
right.
in addition to using their
right. Yes, and there are definitely many stories that I've seen in my clinic of exactly that, people being embarrassed in a social situation to, again, just not be feeling right, and like you said, disappearing to the restroom and potentially not coming back. And
right.
so, yes.
Right. Which is very different than the reaction to a food sensitivity, where the process is so much slower.
Yes, that's exactly right.